Dan Miller on the call.
Easy, Dan.
Yeah, he was, J-Mo was gone. Kind of. 248-539-9797.
Jamal's going to get a call from the league for that one, by the way.
For what?
Killing, he jumped killing in the somebody? End zone? Oh, well, yeah, no. Killing someone. Ugh. He'll get a call from somebody else if he did do that.
Grabbing his package while he's
back.
Yeah,
the old Marshawn Lynch celebration. I mean, good thing. It didn't matter, of course. They were killing him, but he could have got a penalty for that, too, really.
I'm surprised he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then he immediately threw the ball up in the crowd.
But he's definitely going to get a call from the league for the celebration.
248-539-9797.
He's going to end up playing this year for free.
Hope not. Let's go to Mario. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Mario.
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's up?
I'm out here in Phoenix on my hike, and I listen to you guys in the morning. And
great.
We had a couple calls. You had a couple calls reminiscing. And there's been, I'll never forget, it was a few years ago, I don't even like to mention the dude's names, the previous regime, the clowns that were running the Lions. I was watching either Stephen A. or somebody else on ESPN, and they were talking about, it was the trade deadline, and they were talking about how the Lions had absolutely nobody to trade, and we didn't have above average talent at all. And I can remember you guys talking about it in the ticket. You guys were all talking about it, and I just remember, man, this sucks. This really sucks that we don't have. I mean, all we had was Matthew Stafford. And dude, I'm 52 years old. I've been a Lions fan my whole life. Grew up in Michigan, and I mean, it kind of brings a tear to your eye when you're hiking out here, fellas. When it's 60 degrees and you're hiking, and you're remembering back in the days when our teams were just absolutely horrible. So it goes along with my champ. It has to be Brad Holmes. I mean, we're talking about the superstars that we have on our team. I mean, on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So it was just a few years ago we were talking about we didn't have anyone to trade, and no one wanted to come to Detroit to where we are today. So I give a big high five is Brad Holmes for me for champ, most definitely.
No disagreement here. That was my champ, and it's the drafting. It's players that come to Detroit turn into the best version of themselves. Goff, Montgomery, Carlton Davis, you know, others. I mean, Josh Reynolds came in, and we're getting guys off the street. It's one thing when you have a draft pick and you're on the clock and it's up to you to be brilliant, but you're not going up against every other GM in that moment. You're selecting from the available players, and your brilliance does shine through when you know what you're doing. But when there's a player that's available to the entire league and you identify that player, bring that player in, and then he's a complete and total stud for you. Everybody had their crack at him. And some people, you know, didn't have the need or the priority, but you were going up against other organizations and you're going to get guys like Carlton Davis, who they traded for, David Montgomery, who they signed as a free agent, and Goff, who they traded for. I mean, Josh Reynolds was on the street. Tim Patrick's making plays for them. They brought in DJ Reader.
Don't forget Jake Bates.
Crazy.
Jake Bates. Is he the best kicker in the league?
It's a league of really good kickers right now, but he's among them. Certainly, he's in that discussion. I think he's only missed one extra point this year, and otherwise, he's made all his field goals to this point. He's been fantastic. But yeah, anybody could have had Jake Bates.
Yeah, I mean, guys, before I go, my chump are the Chicago Bears. I mean, come on, man.
Locked field.
Seriously, you can't. I mean, absolute joke. They got, I mean, I, and then there's a little bit, of, I mean, not really a lot of empathy, but you know what they're going through. But give us, I mean, come on. I mean, we had an opportunity there to get a game up in the Packers and they blow it. So those are my, that's my champ and chump.
Fair enough. Yeah, Chicago's finding ways to lose football games.
They might find a way to lose their head coach here, too.
Yep. Kyle's in Flat Rock and he is next. Hello, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
No, I just wanted to say there's so many different things contributing to this team being the way they are. It's really hard to say it's just one thing. But seeing the turnaround in the last few years, I mean, I'm only 20. I haven't really experienced too much other than the Calvin Johnson era. But I think it's just the camaraderie of the adversity of these people coming together to – just a common goal and making things happen. And Dan Campbell is the perfect guy to get them rallied together and make things happen.
Seems like it. Kyle, I don't disagree. Campbell's obviously one hell of a leader, and to get the team to keep playing and to keep playing and to keep playing, and playing deep into games. I mean, he comes out at halftime and he says the things all coaches say when they're blowing out, we got to keep the pedal down. It's a 0-0 game. Everybody says it, but our guy, when he says it, he goes and does it and gets his team to do it.
Right. Yeah, that's about all I wanted to say, though, is it's just amazing watching it. I mean, I'm disconnected from playing football in any way, shape, or form, but you can't help but get fired up with this team and those locker room speeches. It's just something amazing to see.
You meaning you're starting to think about playing football again?
No, I was saying I'm just disconnected. I mean, that'd be nice, but definitely
just making sure
run through a wall for that.
Just making sure. Chris is in Detroit and he's next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I want to give my champ and chump. First off, my champ, Kay Cunningham, for getting another triple double, putting the team on his back. And
he's got four really in the month of November.
Slowly changing the culture of his team.
Yeah.
My chump is Doug Peterson. And I want to bring up just the fact that Dan Campbell said a few years ago we were going to be on the other side of some of these games. And he was right. And when he said it, I believed him. And I didn't have no reason to believe him, but I did believe him. And it's just really refreshing to watch.
You know, it's funny because we wanted to believe him. He was likable. But I think we were all a little bit scarred by previous regimes that understandably there was this undercurrent of skepticism. And I think maybe even some of us still have that in just in terms of, God, they still got to win the Super Bowl. And we all know it. We all know it. We don't need to be reminded of it. I don't think the team needs to be reminded of it, that there's still work to be done here. They're playing really, really well right now. And with each passing week that they keep doing this, you just feel more and more confident that they can continue it into the postseason.
On the other hand, Doug Peterson looked like he ready to go home. Like he didn't want to be there. He's looking like some of those old Lions teams.
Yeah. Well, after you get down 35-3 or 35-6 or whatever it was, and it goes 42 and then 49 and then 52. It's hard to want to still be out there. You've got your backup quarterback in there because your starter's hurt. You've got other players that are hurt right now, and you're just clearly outmatched, and you're hearing all the whispers around you. And he's probably not long for the head coaching job in Jacksonville.
It's really hard to get embarrassed in professional football. Like, that was embarrassing. And that's one of those games where, like, you're not surprised at all. The next day, the coach has been fired. You know, and there was already talks about him, you know, getting fired before this game, let alone that kind of showing. And whether it's the backup quarterback or not, you can't go out there and look like that on a Sunday. That's Alabama versus Mercer type thing. You know, that doesn't happen in the NFL.
Is it more surprising he hasn't been fired yet?
Yes. I'm shocked. I'm waiting for, Schefter or Rappaport or somebody to tweet it out.
Those rumors all started before the game yesterday that they had to play well. They did not play well.
Breaking news.
248-539-9797. Paul's in Chesterfield, and he is next. Hi, Paul.
Well, good afternoon. Well, good morning still, gentlemen. It's 10.
What's up?
Okay, give me 20 minutes. Anyway, I wanted to make a point or ask you guys a question, actually a couple of things. But first, I know that the Lions have got two very important, actually, well, they still got divisional games that they've got to play against Chicago and Green Bay, and then they have a game against Minnesota as well. And seeing that where these other teams are in the standings, and I know where Chicago is, and I know they lost yesterday, and that was just a joke. I agree with the guy that just called a little while ago. It was a complete and total joke. I can't believe that Eberflus even still has a job. But in saying all this, where do you think the Lions are going to fit in here? Okay, I mean, I know the main goal is to get to the Super Bowl, but you still have to beat the teams that you really need to beat, like Green Bay.
Yep.
Okay, like Chicago. I know where Chicago is right now, but they always seem to play tough, especially on Thanksgiving Day. And these games are important. And losing Anzalone did not help their cause yesterday, but I know that they have the next guy mentality, and that's great. And I appreciate the fact that they do that. I was at the game yesterday, and it was just awesome. But I'm still concerned about these divisional games, you know, when it comes down to it. I know they've got to play Indianapolis first on the road, and all this stuff is going to come into play, you know, by the end of the season, obviously, and where they're going to fit in. I would love to see them just run the table, which, you know, I know they're going to probably lose a couple more games. That's my prediction anyway. But at the same time, I do believe that they are destined to go to the Super Bowl.
Paul, it's a very valid point, because it feels like their lead in this division should be more. It feels like they should be running away with the division, and they're not. And it's not their fault. It's the best division in football. And we'll address it coming up. We're up against a break. We'll address it coming up straight ahead, Paul. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Yeah, the division is not done. Still heavy lifting to be done. So